Hello, everybody. This is Beth Schultz, Metrigy Vice President of Research and Principal Analyst, and I would like to welcome you to our latest Metricite episode. Joining me today is my colleague, Irwin Lazar, who is President and Principal Analyst, and he is here to tell us all about Metrigy's MetroStar Awards for Workplace Collaboration. Welcome, Irwin.
Welcome. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Irwin, start us off with an overview of the MetroStars Award program. What's it all about?
Yeah, so MetroStar is a program we launched here at Metrigy over a year ago. And our goal is to try and identify the companies that are, the vendors, I should say, that are achieving two factors with their customers. First, it's how do their customers rate them? So across a variety of different factors, looking at things like customer service, the strength of the technology, the innovation and leadership, customer service and support, emerging technologies, so use of things like AI, simplicity, and so on. So across a variety of factors, we ask enterprise purchasers, users of the vendor's products to rate them on a scale that we determine. The second part of it that we look at is correlation with business success. So for all of the technologies that we cover here at Metrigy, we try and determine success criteria. And that's going to vary based on the technology that we cover. So specific to the workplace collaboration space, we're typically looking at, did the technology generate any cost savings? Did it improve revenue? Did it improve productivity? So if you made investments in, say, video conferencing endpoints or team collaboration applications or a new unified communication as a service solution, did you achieve any measurable business value? Depending on the technology, we may also look at areas including turnover and employee retention. Specific to the management area, we looked at things like mean time to provision and mean time to repair. So we're looking at a variety of different factors. And then we say, okay, we want to look at the vendors across two axes. The first is, you know, again, that ratings correlated with customer success. And so the MetroStars are meant to identify vendors whose customers rate them very highly and whose customers also are highly represented in our success group, meaning that they're seeing measurable business value for the use of the technologies. So for each of our technology areas, we publish essentially three different categories. One are the ones that did well in both. Those are our MetroStar winners. We also look at ones who maybe did really well in the customer ratings, but not so well in business success, and vice versa, those who had a high percentage of their customers who were achieving measurable success, but maybe didn't do as well in the rating side. So the important, you know, kind of key takeaway that I always like to stress when we talk about MetroStar is this isn't us. We're not picking the winners. We're not evaluating the products and services. We are specifically relaying and gathering data from customers who actually use these vendors and measuring benefit that they are seeing as well as how they feel about those vendors. So there's no pay to play. We don't pick the winners in any way other than to define the methodology.
So just to be clear then, you're not selecting the companies that folks are evaluating. They're telling you what companies they're using. Right.
Exactly. So for any of the technologies that we covered, and there were eight within the workplace collaboration MetroStar, we asked them to tell us who their primary provider is. And then across the next set of questions, look at identifying the ratings for that provider, as I mentioned earlier, and then gathering data about what value, what change, what benefit they saw from the use of that provider. Did they see any or none or positive or negative?
Okay. And you said there were eight technologies that you took a look at. Which were those?
Yeah. So this year we looked at cloud phone systems. So those are typically what we would define as unified communications as a service. So at a minimum, they include a business phone system, but obviously most of those providers also include additional features and functionality ranging from meetings to messaging to contact center and so on. We then specifically dove into a couple of areas. So we looked at the meeting applications. So we, you could have your UCaaS provider as also your meeting provider, or you could use a secondary meeting provider as your primary provider. So we dug into the meeting applications. We looked at video room systems. So the endpoints that, that people are using within their meeting and conference rooms. We looked at team collaboration applications. Again, this could be part of UCaaS or a standalone application from vendors like Slack and Symfony and so on. We looked at headsets and the importance, considering the importance of headsets and a high quality audio experience. And then I mentioned earlier, we dug into management. So we looked at two different classes within the management domain. We looked at administration management. And we looked at performance management. So administration management is typically what you would use to provision phone numbers, to provision devices, users, to enable self-service for things like password resets or pins or so on, and feature control. And then performance management, as the name indicates, looks for things like voice and video quality measurements and monitoring on a proactive basis. And then finally, the last area we look at is virtual whiteboard. So that's been an emerging area that we've seen a lot of interest in over the last couple of years. These are applications that are designed to support virtual ideation, facilitation, workshopping, and so on.
So that's quite the gamut. That's great. Can you tell us, Erwin, who are some of the top performers this year's MetroStar program?
Yeah, so I'll share with you the winners in the cloud phone system space. The customer or the overall MetroStar winners were 8x8. So we don't normally dig into specific products. We do in some areas. In most cases, we're looking at the overall vendor. So it would include, companies who are using X Series or Virtual Office on the 8x8 side. On Google was another MetroStar winner. So that would be Google Voice. Microsoft Teams phone system was our third MetroStar winner. So those were the top three. We also had Cisco, Comcast, RingCentral that had high customer ratings. Looking at the meeting application space, BlueJeans Meetings by Verizon, Google Meet, RingCentral Meetings, and WebEx by Cisco were all MetroStar winners. We also had high customer sentiment for Dialpad and high business success for GoToMeeting and Pexip's Infinity platform. On the video room system side, HP was our MetroStar winner. That would be the HP room systems, typically for either Zoom or Microsoft. Other providers that scored well, Microsoft, Lenovo, Logitech. On the team collaboration side, that was probably one of our biggest surprises, Google Chat. As part of the Google Workplace suite was our MetroStar winner. WebEx, who has the WebEx messaging component within the WebEx app, was our MetroStar winner there. And then on the headset side, Cisco and Microsoft were the top MetroStar winners for headsets. On the management side, it was a good day for our good awards program year for AudioCodes. AudioCodes took the MetroStar for administration management. They also took the MetroStar for performance management along with Nectar. And then lastly, on the virtual whiteboard space, we saw Bluescape and Google as the MetroStar winners, and some other providers. WebEx had high customer ratings, and Concept Board and Miro had high business success.
That's great. Thanks for running down those winners for us, Erwin. So who can use the results of this research, and how can they get it?
Yeah, so the research is published as a series of reports for each technology category. Those are available on our website for our clients. So if you're a MetroG client, you can go to the website and download that report. If you're not, you can purchase the reports individually. And we see that there's really two ways that you can use it. One is if you're a buyer and you're investigating any of these technology areas, the MetroStar reports give you a lot of insight into, again, how do customers rate these providers? Where are the strengths and weaknesses of the providers? So we publish whether they're above average, below average in a variety of different areas. And then also the business success. So which vendors are seeing higher correlations of their customers achieving measurable success. So it'll help you with vendor selection. If you're a vendor in this space and you're interested in learning more about MetroStar, we invite you to reach out, contact us at sales@metrog.com or through our website. We offer a variety of different ways that you can leverage this data. If you're a winner, we have promotional opportunities for you. If you would like to schedule some time with us to go more deeply into the results and find out how you as a vendor did within different market segments, industries, regions, and so on. We can work with you on putting together a strategy session that would allow you to have a deep dive into the results. So please feel free to contact us again, metrogy.com or sales@metrogy.com, and we're happy to follow up with you.
Erwin, I have one last question for you. What's next on your research agenda?
Yeah, so we still have more data coming out of this MetroCast study. The MetroCast study went out to more than 900 companies across North America, Western Europe, Southeast Asia, and Australia, and that's where the MetroStar data comes from. Our next deliverable out of this study will look at market trends within each of these technology areas. So are they growing? Are they shrinking? Which vendors are gaining market share? Which vendors are losing market share? So that will be published, should be in the early August timeframe. And then beyond that, we'll look at a total market forecast report that'll come out later in August. And then our next study looks at more deeply into the workplace collaboration space. It's a refresh of some research that we've gathered earlier. So we'll be looking at, you know, how are companies dealing with hybrid work? What technologies are they investing in? What's happening within their offices? How are they supporting home and remote workers? How are they monitoring, measuring, securing each of these technologies? So lots of goodness coming from us in that study. That'll start in August with a goal of having it published in October.
Lots of good stuff coming up. Well, thank you, Erwin, for sharing all of that. And folks, that's all the time we have for this week's episode. Please be sure to check back for episodes coming out regularly on Metrogy.com, our YouTube channel, our Bright Talk channel, or on your podcast platform. And if you don't already, please do follow us on Metrogy.com, at Metrogy on Twitter, as well as on LinkedIn and Facebook. Till next time, take care. We'll be right back.